Moncrief on News Talk.
Over many years, there have been those who have claimed to have seen or detected something large and unidentified in the waters of Loch Ness. Yet despite repeated attempts to find Nessie, no one's been able to come up with definitive proof one way or the other. And some of the evidence, in fairness, has been fabricated. The latest intriguing clue comes from Sean Sloggy, who leads tour groups and been doing so on the Loch for many years. Afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon, Sean, to you as well. How are you doing?
Not too bad. So you're a skipper of a vessel. Is that what you do?
I am a skipper, but my main job is actually being the tour guide. So I teach people about the history and the geology and how far science has come doing tours every hour on the loch. So we're doing a wee loop and we're using sonar and different technology. So it's quite interesting. That's my job.
Yeah. Okay. And how long have you been doing that for?
A good part of 9 years now. So it's I've learned a lot and I've seen some strange things too.
Okay. And over the 9 years, have you seen strange things? We'll get to the most recent strange thing in a minute.
First ever strange sighting I ever had was a surface sighting, and that was on the 10th of October in 2016. So that was a while back now. That's not a very known sonar, not a sonar contact, a surface sighting. Okay. And that's actually sort of a kind of personal one.
And what did you see? What did you see that day, Sean?
What did I see? The funny thing was, I didn't actually see it myself. I seen it after I took the photograph. So as we were turning the boat out on the middle of the loch, the glacier that carved out the loch, it lines up perfectly. So you get this perfect U-shape. So that looks bonny. I'll go out and take a photo. Took a photo of that and I posted it online. And it was people on Facebook that started commenting and says, "What's that in the water?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And then people started pointing out. And I was like, "Oh my." So I looked at it, I've zoomed in, it looks like a neck, a head, an eye and a mouth. It's quite spooky. So that was my first sort of like, oh, wait a minute, there is something here. And then not too long after that, it was another 4 years down the line, 2020, we were out on the Spirit of Loch Ness. That was a new boat at the time using the Raymarine sonar, and we picked up a huge contact down at the bottom that made international news.
Okay.
And Raymarine, they estimated it to be, what was it, 8 to 10 meters long, a meter wide, and full of air, alive at a depth of 180 meters down. So, you know, there's skeptics out there, but the sonar, it's finding things down there. It's spooky, like.
Yeah, and from a sonar, can you tell if something is alive?
As far as I'm aware, from what we learned from the last sonar contact in 2020, if the shape of the sonar, because the sonar can't just find body tissue, because 60% of your body's water, so they can't find water in water essentials. What they're looking for is air. So air in the swim bladder of a fish. So a swim bladder of a fish allows a fish or a creature to stay in the water, not sink to the bottom or rise to the surface. So if I were to jump off the boat and go underneath the sonar, I would appear as a large sort of croissant-shaped dot. If it curves, that's what they say is the curvature of the shape. It was like a crescent moon, that sort of shape, or a croissant. That means it's full of air. So anything that sort of shape, to me, as far as I'm aware, is alive. It's full of air.
Okay, and this contact you had in 2020, that was a big croissant then?
That was a big croissant way down at the bottom of Loch, and that was confirmed to be something down there alive.
Okay, and
Which led to DNA testing and all sorts. They've found some strange things in that loch since then.
Okay, what kind of strange things?
So during the DNA sampling, the first thing that they found was a fish that shouldn't be there, which is the Arctic char. So as the name suggests, that it should be in the Arctic. It's a deep sea saltwater fish. However, Loch Ness is freshwater, it's the largest threshold of freshwater in Britain, but geologists reckon since the last ice age, Scotland's been rising, so eventually we went above sea level. So at one point we were open to the sea, so creatures would have been trapped in there, as well as being able to go into the sea in the ocean because we flow out into the North Sea. So they made speculations that this creature, it shouldn't be here, it's been here for maybe 12,000 years, it's just adapted, evolved and survived. So that was the first thing they found. Mm. The second thing they found, they were doing some queries and DNA analysis and cross-referencing for the plesiosaur, the long-necked dinosaur. So quite a lot of people said that, you know, there's no dinosaurs left here in Scotland, you know, they're all gone. They found a creature which predates the dinosaurs, which is 300 million years old. It's called a lamprey. So I don't know if you've heard of a lamprey before.
No.
But they're terrifying things. Have you ever seen a leech before?
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine a leech that can grow the length of your arm. Well, that's the biggest ones we know of. However, in the loch, who knows how big things they can grow. You get something called deep sea gigantism, and when things are in cold water, it's like being in your fridge, you know? It will last longer and it will grow slower. However, that was the second thing they found. So that was a creature that predates the dinosaurs, 300 million years old, living in a 12,000-year-old loch. You know, how bonkers is that?
My word.
The following thing they found was a huge quantity of DNA for the European eel. Now, eels have been caught in freshwater and saltwater all over the world. The European eel that they found in the loch, they start life in the Bermuda Triangle, which even makes things more strange. And they reckon they're migrating for breeding purposes, maybe through the loch and back out to the sea. And one of the largest ones they ever caught was out in the North Sea. And I think it was just over 4 metres in length. So that's almost twice the size of an average person.
Yeah.
So they confirmed then there was definitely, you know, if they're going to say there's a monster in the loch, the sceptics and the most rational explanation was that these large contacts that we were getting could in fact be large eels. So since then, I've adjusted the sonar on the vessel and we now scan at a range of 200 metres. So we get a more accurate sort of reading. I've screenshotted maybe over 120 sonar contacts in the last 2 years, and they've all been these huge sort of croissant shapes. It's like, looks like an eel, sort of same size as an eel from what I can see there. But then that day when I was out on the loch, when that creature, whatever it may be, went underneath the boat, it was four or five times the size it had. The thing that's terrifying was the shape of it. You know, you've got this massive big kind of croissant crescent shape in the middle, but behind it had like two, one almost looked like an arm and then a tail. And then in the front of it, there was a very large, long neck. So for me, that there was like, what in the name of wee man is that? Like,
yeah.
That's wrong. So I screenshotted that. But back to the DNA testing, it was the University from New Zealand, Otago, they did that. They also found 480 codes of DNA in the loch that they've never seen before. So that's inconclusive DNA that they put it down to. But if you've never seen the DNA before, the door has just opened for new species to be discovered in the loch. There could be microbial, there could be bacteria, it could be creatures glowing in the dark. Like, have you ever seen that terrifying movie they made? Was it Finding Nemo? You know, yeah. It's got the fish light on the head. Or,
in fairness, Finding Nemo was a cute kid's film. I don't know if it was terrifying.
I was terrified when I seen it, I tell you. Yeah. And on top of that as well, you know, it could be a dinosaur that plays the bagpipes. You know, the door is open for this mystery.
Absolutely.
But the way I look at all, you know, that sonar itself, it doesn't know the background story. It doesn't know there's meant to be a monster in the loch. It hasn't drank any whiskey before it gets onto the boat. It doesn't believe in anything. It's just doing its job.
Mm.
So the fact that people come and search for this creature from all over the world and looking for surface sightings, you know, if you're there looking for a Loch Ness monster, if you see a duck, a bird, a tree, a fish jumping out of the water, you think, oh, straight away, at first initial thought, that's the Loch Ness monster. But when something like that goes underneath the boat that you're on sonar, there's no way you can argue with that. It's
yeah.
like a metal detector finding metal in the ground. You know, it's there.
Yeah.
And
that time it went under the boat, that was in 2020, or have you had more recent near?
I would say in the last 2 years, I've probably taken 120 screenshots, as well as met other members of crew taking screenshots of large contacts going underneath the boat. And what we found is that most of the creatures that live in the loch, like the small fish and the larger fish, they live between like the surface and the first 50 metres. So at the surface, you've got the twilight zone where the sunlight is.
Mm.
And then as you go further down, because the loch's full of sediment, tannic acid and peat particles, the sun doesn't get down there. It's a cold, dark stillness. So 22 metres down, there's no light at all. So we found that most of the larger contacts, like the larger fish, normally would be between 22 metres and 50 metres down. So we've managed to search that area. But then from 50 metres and down is the world of the unknown. It's in darkness under immense pressure. And it's down there you're getting these huge contacts, these huge creatures that are going underneath the boat, or we're going over the top of them, you know?
Yeah. And so what would be, of all these contacts, like what kind of size range are we talking? What would be on the bigger end of it?
The bigger end of it, well, from the one that I've seen, I've actually sent it away to Ray Marine to get it analysed, because there's so many different things you have to take into consideration, you know, the speed, the depth, the range, if the creature was moving, if we were stationary. So Raymarine are actually analysing it just now. But from my experience, what I've seen in the past and other references that have been made, I reckon this thing's about 5 to 6 metres in length. It could be larger, and I would maybe say it's about a metre and a half wide. But that there, that reference is just for the quassum-shaped solid middle, the body part of it.
Yeah.
The rest of it is longer than that. So it's, for me, if the Loch Ness Monster is a long-necked dinosaur that many people believe to be, is like the plesiosaur, what are the chances of technology picking up something exactly the same shape as it? So if we find out that this contact that I found on that, on the boat that day, is like huge.
Yeah. Are there many fish in the loch? And the reason I ask that question is, if there is this creature that's 6 metres long wandering around the place, that it'll need a lot of things to eat.
Well, for food, you know, quite a lot of creatures in the sea and the ocean, they feed on plankton. The loch itself, it's got 7 rivers that flows into it. So any creature could sustain itself on just the plankton, the anemone, and the stuff that goes into the loch itself. But then on top of that, you've got the Arctic char in huge quantities. You've got trout, you've got salmon, you've got pike. The salmon are coming up here to spawn. On top of that, you've probably got hundreds of thousands of eels coming in and out of the loch. And then you've got the lamprey as well. Stickleback, common minnows. There is a huge ecosystem that lives in that loch. And there is, I would say, a huge quantity of fish. From what our sonar picks up, you know, there's fish under the boat all the time.
Yeah.
The average depth of the loch is 184.4 metres deep.
Yeah.
So the first 50 metres is sustaining the most of the life. But normally once you get to about 60, 70 metres, you start finding all these other little dots down at the bottom. So this is where, if it was the sea and the ocean, they'd be crustaceans. They'd be lights of shrimp or plasmapygmic jellies or jellyfish. Or there could be anything, you know.
Yeah, no, but also it strikes me that it's probably not a singular creature, if there's a creature there, because there's been reports of it going back centuries. So that would imply that there's a family of them there.
Well,
that they're having babies.
It could be some sort of creature that's coming in the loch, in and out of the loch, feeding. So one creature that comes into the loch, which chases the salmon up here, which are seals. So if you work up the food chain, what eats seals? Huge predators like whales and sharks and stuff like that, they eat seals. So there's like a link for creatures to come in and out. For the reproduction side of things, everybody thinks there's this one creature. The only reason everybody thinks there's one creature was a fake photo which was taken by the surgeon in the 1960s of that black and white toy submarine that's in the middle of the loch, kind of bobbing up and down. Below that article, there was actually the DNA scan, which was Operation Deep Scan. And what they found in Operation Deep Scan is, when they scanned the whole loch with 20 boats in a line, they found 3 creatures over 6 metres long, which were moving and under their own propulsion. So that's where people came to try and find out what they are.
Okay, so that's more than one then.
So that's where everybody in the world thinks there's only one. Realistically, there's going to be more than one, and they've actually proven that there's more than one large creature living or going to be in the loch. So that deep scan they did in one day, so 3 contacts over 6 metres long in one day moving. So that's bigger than a great white shark, 3 of them, different areas.
Yeah, because I did look this up, and apparently the first report of some sort of a creature in Loch Ness comes from the year 565. It was actually an Irish saint, Saint Columba, who said he came across people who were burying a man who'd been attacked by some creature from the loch.
I believe they may have called it. It's like the Gaelic term for it, for Cian a Uistic. I think that's what they used to call it. And there's old Pictish carvings of this strange creature. You know, there's some various books that have been published. I show it to some of the people on the boat doing a presentation. It's like a creature with a dog-shaped head. It's got curved teeth. It's got a human child in the serpent's mouth. It's covered in scales and has a tail tied into a knot. So that was the creature that the Picts were scared of, and they were warning that it was in the loch. So whatever that may be, that could be the same sort of creature that maybe attacked and killed this man.
My word. Sean, is it fair to say you 100% believe that there's something there?
Oh, well, there's so much evidence, you can't prove the negative. you know, the only way to prove the positive is to go down there and catch the creatures. But with what we're finding in the deep sea and the ocean, we're finding new species and this new things every day. When it comes to believing in things, you know, some people say seeing is believing, but, you know, I didn't believe you existed, Sean, today until I spoke to you. You know what I mean? But you existed before I seen
you. Didn't believe in me. That's very insulting, Sean.
No, but you understand where I'm coming from. It's just, and then for even the debate about it, you know, it's so easy to prove the negative. You know, you don't have to do anything to prove a negative. You can just say, oh, it's not there. You have to do something about it to prove the positive.
Yeah.
So I strongly believe that there's huge creatures living in that loch. The sonar has confirmed that they're down there. They've known it for years. The big mystery is trying to prove what they are.
Yeah. Sean, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Sean Sloggy there, a skipper on Loch Ness.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.